Now, the title of your book is called Mysteries of Templar Treasure and the Holy Grail. Tell us about that grail.
Well, in the traditional Templar and Arthurian versions of the story that we spoke of earlier, the grail was believed to have been, and this is the conventional interpretation of it, George, the grail was believed to have been the cup which Jesus used at the Last Supper on the Thursday night before the crucifixion, when he said to the disciples, and he established the procedure for the Mass or the Holy Eucharist, this is my body, this is my blood, and it was that cup which they passed around, and which, in the legend, in the tradition, Joseph of Arimathea, who we believe may have been Jesus' uncle, and seems to have been a wealthy and influential man, that he brought that eventually to Glastonbury here in England, where it was kept by the monks of Glastonbury Abbey. Now, that's just the traditional view, okay? The other view is that what was referred to as the Holy Grail with this religious significance was actually something infinitely older, the Sang Real was sometimes referred to, and this would mean that it was an ancient thing like the cornucopia, the magical thing from pagan mythology that had this mysterious power, and that one of its great powers was that it would provide you with whatever you needed, like the famous horn of plenty of the old mythology.
Okay.
But the third point, sang real, real blood, was that it was Mary, his wife, who was the Holy Grail, because in the biological sense of childhood and reproduction, it was Mary who was carrying the royal blood of Jesus, who was, after all, related to King David. So as well as being, as men and women of faith would say, the Son of God, he was also descended from the Hebrew aristocracy of King David and King Solomon.
So you're saying the Holy Grail could have been either the cup or the person?
Well, I think the evidence is laid before us, and as, you know, thinking men and women, we look at it and consider it, that there are three possibilities. One, that it's something that came from the mists of time and the farthest dawn of history and was some very strange and powerful artifact that had what we might call hyper-technological or magical powers.
Right.
That's theory one. Theory two, the religious theory, that it was simply the cup from which Jesus gave the disciples the wine at the Last Supper on that Thursday night before the crucifixion, and that Joseph of Arimathea brought it as a sacred relic to Glastonbury in England. And the third is that it was this holy blood through his wife and children, so that the dynasty of the great King David from over 1,000 years before, and then his son Solomon, that it was that dynastic blood that had passed through Mary Magdalene, and the legend says that Joseph of Arimathea took her to France, where she raised the children, and they eventually became part of the Merovingian dynasty of France, the early kings of France.